Nanoscience is the study of extremely small objects, but researchers like Ralph Merkel with the California-based Foresight Institute like to say they're studying the next big thing.
This revolution is going to transform our material world. It will let us make a whole host of products less expensively, with greater strength, with less pollution, and in general, simply with better properties all around.
Proving nanotechnology could live up to these promises has been challenging. But last month, researchers at the University of Texas at Dallas announced a major advance with so-called carbon nanotubes. Ray Bachman, who directs UTD's Nanotech Institute, explains what they've done with these submicroscopic cylinders made of graphite.
What we've discovered is that we can assemble by a special spinning process something like hundreds of trillions of these microscopic carbon nanotubes per inch of a fiber about the diameter of your hair to make fibers which are super tough and also very strong.
These fibers are stronger than spider silk, long enough to weave into regular fabrics for clothing, and capable of storing electricity. That has ignited the attention of the U.S. Defense Department. John Ferraris, the head of UTD's chemistry department, says the Pentagon has helped fund the research, hoping it would have applications in the field.
Soldiers need to carry batteries to power their communications and their detection systems and stuff like that. And basically, they carry many pounds of batteries out into the field. If you could have them wear clothing which basically serves dual purposes, one of which is energy storage, then you could reduce the weight of the batteries they need to carry around.
Essentially, the batteries could be woven into a soldier's fatigues. So could antennas and communications equipment. And Professor Ferraris can picture civilian uses for the technology as well.
Other applications that people have talked about is, you know, basically MP3s in your shirt or DVDs on your jacket and stuff like that. Right?
With such a high-tech future in store for nanofibers, you might expect the lab where UTD scientists created them to resemble something out of a futuristic science fiction movie. But the process for spinning the tiny carbon nanotubes into long fibers has at times been relatively low-tech.
We used to spin onto a record player, as you can see here.
Alan Dalton, a researcher from Ireland, and his colleagues found the record player in a garbage dump.
We did, yeah. Just fixed the motor on it.
The process is a bit more advanced these days. The contraption that spins the nanotubes into nanofibers includes a motor, a glass pipe, and a beaker filled with a clear liquid. As Mr. Dalton pulls the new nanofiber from the beaker, it resembles a glob of dark slime.
And then we just take this stuff out and we draw it out of the bath and we let it dry and it forms a dry fiber.
Which looks something like a very thin strand of black thread that can be spun as long as 400 meters. The nanofibers developed before this were shorter and weaker.
The amazing thing is that the UTD group was able to overcome the various barriers that have been cropping up and getting in everybody's way for making the fibers. And it's just a remarkable advance.
Kevin Elsman, who studies applications for nanotechnology at Rice University in Houston, says the breakthrough in Dallas also gives new life to the dreams of scientists who envision nanofibers making possible everything from safer cars to an elevator into outer space.
Well, the elevator to space idea is basically taking a cable and running it from the ground up into Earth's orbit. And the idea is you can then use that cable, have something basically climb the cable, rather than using rocket fuels to get up into space.
Professor Ausman and others believe that cable could be woven from nanofibers.
The particular fibers that have been developed at UTD are not yet that strong. But it's the first indication that some of the properties of nanotubes are really going to work well on large scales.
Some scientists say they still need a better understanding of why the UTD process works before they can start using nanofibers in consumer products. But Ralph Merkel with the Foresight Institute likes to recall that few people envisioned supersonic flight when the Wright brothers first invented the airplane. So it's hard to guess where the recent advances made on the UTD campus will take the field of nanotechnology. I'm Suzanne Sprague in Dallas, Texas.